Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com. Now, here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
All right, hello, friends. Welcome to the show. It's a Monday night Hurricane Hotline for the next hour. Gino Demare, new head coach of the University of Miami baseball team, joins us in 1 second from ESPN. Andrea Adelson will be with us. We'll review spring football and look around the ACC. We'll wrap up the show with a replay from this morning's conversation with head football coach Manny Diaz as he looks back at spring football with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz. So that's the show coming up. 1 hour of Hurricane talk, and we begin with our leadoff hitter, as always, during this time of the year, University of Miami head baseball coach Gino Demare. Coach, good evening. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. You are coming off really a wild, hard-fought series against Louisville. What do you think your team learned in that series? Those were three very intense games, it appeared.
Well, one, enough runs is not enough runs. I mean, we got to keep scoring runs. Yeah, you're right. It was a crazy weekend. I mean, the whole thing with not being able to finish a game, we're way up, and then we have to finish it the next day, and then turn around and come back and play 30 minutes later, and we put up a bunch of runs. And at the end of the day, what I've learned and our players learned, we can play with anybody. The bottom line is we got to play more of a complete game. We've talked about it before. Our pitchers, our defense. And even our hitters, who have done a good job. Our hitters have done a good job all year. We scored 6 runs in that rubber match game, but in the first inning, and certainly you feel like, okay, that should be enough, but you got to continue to play the game. This is college baseball. It's the final game. You've gotten into the bullpen. A lot of things can happen. We've played in crazy, crazy weather the last 2 weekends. I can't ever recall as a coach at Miami that we've been in elements the way we were the last couple of weeks. And I've been very proud of our guys because, to be honest with you, we've played good. We swept Virginia in terrible conditions, and then we certainly had a great chance to beat Louisville 2 out of 3, and we weren't able to do it. It's disappointing, but having said that, we continue to move up in the rankings and in our RPI, and I'm happy to be back in the beautiful Miami and looking at a blue sky right now while I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I imagine that some of this has to make your team, I guess, mentally tougher going forward into postseason because of these weather conditions. They change the times of the games being started, so that you're almost you're on call for 3 days. We're going to play at 6. No, we're going to play at 5. We're going to play at 4. All the changes. You just got to be ready for, no pun intended, but a lot of curveballs.
No, you're right. I mean, and we prepared our guys, even going back 2 weekends ago, the Virginia weekend, we told our guys with the weather conditions, you guys be prepared. And I've seen this before. You might get, we might time changes. And it did. Time changes happened at Virginia. We were supposed to play a night game, I think, if I'm not mistaken, like a 6 o'clock game. And, they changed it while we were having breakfast with our players. They changed it to 3, which was fine. What you don't expect, though, is when you have a Sunday game, which we had at Virginia, and it was scheduled for a 1 o'clock, and then they wanted to bump it up, and they're telling you that morning, well, geez, you're trying to, you got breakfast set up for players, you got treatments, your bus is leaving. And it's hard when they're telling you just a couple hours in advance, you got to change the game. That's a little crazy. But we knew this going into Louisville, same deal, that all kinds of things can happen. And they did. And our guys were prepared for it. It wasn't that wasn't the issue. At the end of the day, our guys know. I think our players know, and we've stressed it. We're good enough to win a national championship. I've told our players it from the beginning, and I continue to tell them that every day, and I'm not afraid to tell them that, and our players know it, but we have to play better baseball. We've got to play more of complete games. We played great right out of the gate in that third game, which was a huge game to beat a team on the road, a top 10 team, in their ballpark, and in the elements that we're playing in. And certainly you're up 6-0. You got to win that game. And we didn't do that. And our guys, we are a young team, but a long time ago we said that's over with. You know, I don't want to hear any more about the young team. You guys got to learn how to win games. And there's so many different ways you can win games in our sport. And that's certainly one of them. We needed to continue to play well throughout the game offensively. We didn't do that. And our pitchers didn't hold them down. And our defense certainly didn't play the way they need to. And so, you know, having said that, without Chris McMahon throwing our number two, Evan McKendry only throwing one inning on the first game, and here we were still able to, we should have beat a top 10 team 2 out of 3, and we didn't do that. So you can look at it a lot of different ways. At the end of the day, I think our guys are, you know, we're in a good place. We feel good. We need to have a very good finish here. And obviously, starting with FIU, which is Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, of the things that you said there, and one of the things that pops out, and I guess I'm trying to explain it to your team, college baseball is a little bit unique. Whether it's a big lead or whatever it is, college baseball is a different game. In that Louisville series, you had a 56-minute half inning. That just doesn't happen. College baseball, and I've seen a lot of it, I guess that maybe gets back to the mental toughness or whatever it is, or learning how to finish games. It's college baseball, and strange things happen in that sport.
Well, you're right, but I would just throw out college too, Joe. Yep. Baseball is a crazy sport. Yep. It's a crazy sport. You just can't predict it. There's no time. There's no clock. A game can take as long as it needs to take to finish, unless there's a curfew. innings could take forever. I mean, just that one inning I think you're mentioning, I mean, we scored 9 runs with 2 outs, a bunch of them with walks and a couple hit by pitches. And then, you know, Ray Gill had 2 doubles that knocked in a bunch of runs in the same inning. That's the beauty of baseball. There are so many crazy things that can happen in baseball from the beginning to the end, whether it's 9 innings or it's 20 innings. And whether it's 2 hours or it's 7 hours, it's just you never know what you're going to get. And that's, to me, the beauty of our game. There's no clock. It's never, never over.
You are 41 games into your helm as the skipper and caretaker of University of Miami baseball. What has stood out to you as being the manager? What have you enjoyed the most about it so far?
The players. I just love my players. I love coaching our guys. It's a lot of fun. You know, you envision what it's going to be like as a head coach. Coach Morris told me, I remember on a couple occasions, you know, there's a lot of things on the outside you got to deal with. And, you know, that's not so much fun. And but when it comes to being a coach and the players and dealing with them, you're gonna love it. And it's an understatement. I can't tell you how much I love doing what I do. And I love coaching our players. It's just, you know, there's nothing more important to me than my own kids and my wife, but, you know, it's like your second family, mm-hmm. You know, and that's the way I feel about our players and our coaches. And, you know, it's just like any family. You fight, you scream, you yell, you get mad, you kick, you fuss, you cuss, you do all these things. But at the end of the day, I go home and I love what I do, and I get up in the morning and I just can't wait. You know, it's like I can only describe it as a dad to my kids. I love my kids more than anything in the world. That's the way I feel about what I do for a living with our players.
A lot of coaches say they love the practices. And I think, you know, I understand that because when you're on the practice field or practice court, whatever it might be, generally, as you just said, it's you and your players. Perhaps it's the classroom, but it's where everybody can get better. But it's also where that relationship is established between coach and players. How much do you enjoy that time with your players?
Yeah, I enjoy them both. I've heard coaches say, I love games more than practices. Or I've heard coaches say, I like practices more than games. I'm not sure I understand that one. I like them both because I'm around the guys, and I love being. We had a practice today, Joe. It was a short one because our guys, they got exams coming up. A lot of guys, so our exams are next week, but this is the last week of school. So we had a number of guys that had tutors today at 4 o'clock for their exams. And we also had a number of guys with classes. On Mondays, we don't normally practice, but being that we played, you know, we came back and Sunday was our day off, Easter, which we scheduled so our guys could be with their families or have the day. You know, some of our guys' families aren't here, but at least enjoy Easter with their families or friends. And for me, you know, it's the first time I can recall ever being with my wife and kids, albeit they're on a cruise right now, but I got to spend an hour with them doing an Easter egg yesterday. But, you know, we had an hour and a half practice today, and it was a great practice. For me, I loved it. I enjoyed it. Our players had they did a good job of concentrating and focusing. Even after the weekend, we had a great talk before the practice. I love the frame of mind where our players are at and our team is at. And so I love both. I really do. I love the games, certainly. I love competing and dealing with all that. But I love practices. I love it all because anytime I'm around our guys and our players, there's nothing like it. Unless you've ever been in it, there's just nothing like it as a player or as a coach being around your guys day in, day out.
And you got your team. You're right in this race in the ACC Coastal. Not much separating you and Georgia Tech in North Carolina with Virginia Tech here this weekend. So this is going to be a close race down the stretch.
It is. We got 14 games, and we got four weekend series. There's your 12 makes up your 12 games, and then we got two midweek games with FIU coming up, and then UCF down the road. But three of the weekends of the four weekends are going to be ACC opponents. Starting with Virginia Tech, we're in a good position. We're in a position that certainly, Joe, nobody expected us to be in. And I think everybody understands that. Having said that, I've told our players, I say nobody, I mean the outside of our baseball team, but I've told our players from day one, I expect to win a national championship. And y'all, you know, people on the outside might think I'm crazy saying that, and that's fine. I've said it from day one, and I say it to them. I tell them almost every day that I expect to win a national championship, and this team can win a national championship, and that's the way I feel. And so we got to finish good. We got a tough road here. I mean, just because Virginia Tech and Duke and Wake Forest, and I could be wrong here, maybe Duke is in the ring. I don't know. The teams aren't in the top 25. If they're not, they're not far out, and their RPIs are all pretty good and solid. And so we need to be prepared to play all these teams and play well. We got to have a good finish in these 14 games. But, you know, again, I'm getting ahead of myself, yeah. Just like I told the players the other day. You know, you can't overlook your midweek games. And we've done a good job for the most part all year of playing well and being focused, which we didn't do the last years, in our midweek games. And FIU's biggest game of the year is always going to be the University of Miami. And I told their players that the other day when we got home on the bus, off of the bus from our trip from Louisville, and it needs to be the biggest game of the year for us because it is our next game. So we got to be ready to play on Wednesday.
You mentioned Duke, and they're starting to figure out baseball. I think they swept Clemson. As the manager, maybe you look around the world of college baseball. What do you think are some of the issues in college baseball where the game is now? I know that it was a bit disheartening probably for a lot of people in the game, yeah, in terms of managers, that the third coach was voted down. What are some of the issues that you'd like to see addressed in college baseball?
Yeah, we don't have enough time on the show, Joe, but that's certainly the top of the top of the heap. You know, I keep finding myself saying just don't worry about all this other stuff. I'd rather concentrate on our team and playing baseball. But yeah, I mean, it's a shame we didn't get that passed, our third, you know, pay decision. We're the lowest of all the sports in terms of coaches to player ratio. We probably spend more hours. I would say we have to spend more hours than any other sport in terms of we play more games, 56 game regular season, along with playoffs, which we expect to be going to. In the World Series, you're talking about maybe 70-plus games a year. We're at the ballpark. You're there, Joe. You know. I mean, we play 7 o'clock night games normally, or 6. Our guys are out on the field 4 or 5 hours before the game,
yeah,
getting prepared for games. Our players spend more time than any other student athlete I can imagine practicing, playing games, preparing to play games, get less scholarships than any other, by far and away, least amount of scholarship for athlete than any other sport. We were asking for one other coach to be, you know, included, and you didn't have to pay for it. It's frustrating. Again, it's probably not the right time for me to get involved in talking to you about this right now, because I could be doing it for a long, you don't have enough time on the show, but it's disappointing, Joe, to be honest with you. We always have that chip on our shoulder in college baseball. We're kind of the stepchild of the sports. We feel like that, and maybe that's a good thing. We use that to our advantage. You're never happy about what things, you know, you'd like to be going on in our sport. It's a shame. Scholarships should be more. 11.7 is not enough for players, by far and away, not even close to what the players deserve. And, we got a long way to go. Our sport has come a long way. Yeah. I don't want to be a dull here, but our sport has come a long way, but we got a long way to go in our sport.
The on-field product, you've been around it for 30 years. Do you like where the on-field product is right now?
Our on-field product with our players?
Yes, all around college baseball. Being televised, you know. And probably the most attention that it's ever received, especially when you get to the postseason.
Well, it is. And I think I might be speaking out of turn. I'm only going by what I hear. I don't know all the facts. And Blake might know more than I, but the NCAA grosses more. Second, I think we're second in all of sports in terms of gross, in terms of money in the NCAA tournament. I mean, you got to think the World Series, you know, you're averaging 20,000 fans a game. I want to say I saw something the other day that showed there was 350,000 fans that came through. There's a big number that the NCAA certainly does well on with college baseball. TV has gotten better. Thanks, by the way, always got to give thanks to Coach Frazier for starting that. But, you know, we're on TV more. I'm happy to hear that we're going to have the ACC Network starting in August, so that'll be great. But, you know, we're on all the ESPN channels. When the playoffs start, we're on all the ESPN channels and Super Regionals and World Series. And so college baseball is in a great place from that standpoint. And the talent on the field is better than it's ever been. Therefore, that's why I make the comment to you that we need to pick up on the other side of it. You know, the college baseball's got to get some more respect from the other side of it, from the ADs around the country.
College World Series used to be jammed in, you know, a bunch of games during the day, sometimes four games a day, way back in the 70s and 80s. Now they spread it out. Yeah. And because they spread it out, it's become a two-week commercial for the eight schools to get there. Two-week infomercial for the schools to get there. And so it's a, you know, to your point, it's a great way to advertise whatever you would like, because for 2 weeks in the summer, that has become a real hallmark for ESPN.
Yeah, no, well, it used to be just a regional.
Yeah.
You win the regional, you go to the World Series. You had eight regions, and you had eight regional sites with six teams. Back when I played, and it was 48 teams. That's all we had. And whoever won those eight regional sites went to the World Series. And in, I guess, 1999, which was our first, we actually, in the first year of creating the Super Regional, we won the national championship. You had to play a regional. Then you had to play a Super Regional, best two out of three, which I thought was great for that. Let me tell you, you know, this is something that I think is, I for sure, without a doubt, the best games in college baseball in the history that I've, in my lifetime, that I've seen have been in the regionals and now being Super Regionals, especially the ones, you know, now you got them on television, even more than the World Series. Those Super Regional games, when you're going head-to-head, 16 teams, and there's you know, eight sites, two out of three, those are the best games to watch. They really are.
They're
the
great.
Regional games are.
They are great games. The sport really does rise up when it gets to the postseason. You've got a big weekend with Virginia Tech also coming up. You got your team in a pretty good spot here, a really good spot. Strength of schedule is high. RPI is high. Congratulations on that. And go get them this weekend against Virginia Tech. I'll see you for all three games.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you having me.
Okay, that's University of Miami head coach Gino Demare joining us on the show.